What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lee Carsley has been named, although I'm not sure.
He's not coming now, is he?
Well, that's the thing. Or Big Sam is the other one.
It's always Big Sam, isn't it?
OTB AM live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Now, all of the newspapers this morning in Ireland are talking about the performance of Leona Maguire. The Irish Times has Maguire, the star, as Europe retained trophy. She beat Jennifer Kupcho yesterday 5-4. It was, in the parlance, a thrashing, and it was an absolutely stunning performance from Maguire over the course of the entire Stalham Cup. Nathan was pointing out that it looks like it is the best performance by a rookie in the history of the tournament, and I'm delighted to say her dad Declan is with us now. Declan, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm over the moon, to be honest. Just coming down from a high up and not much sleep with it.
I was going to say, maybe you'll never come down from a high like this, because it is such a stunning, you know, the whole world now understands exactly, probably stuff that you guys have known for a long time, but are kind of sometimes, I'd say, scared to even verbalise what your hopes might be. And then on the absolute biggest stage, when all the pressure is there in a team environment against America, it's like, yeah, I've got this, don't worry.
Yeah, you hear people like Greg Allen, you know, that has watched a lot of golf, you know, talking about Leona there. He had an interview there recently, listened to him, and, you know, he was saying Leona is, you know, like a huge star ready to just burst on the scene. And, you know, you always sort of have doubts in the back of your head, you know, will she get the break? Will it happen for her? And, you know, we were at the British Open there on this the weekend before. And on the Saturday, she had 16 birdie putts and only two dropped for that weekend, and you just wondering, you know, will she get that, you know, that opportunity to really showcase what she can? And people probably didn't see that because she wasn't in the leading group, but this weekend she was in the spotlight, and Leona loves the spot. She loves that sort of chance to be in the mix. I think that's when she plays her best, is when she, the gun is put to her head and it's a head on head with somebody else. She loves that. She tries on that.
It's a career that has been very carefully mapped out. It was never rushed to get to the pro ranks. We, you know, we've obviously seen teenagers turn pro, and there's an immediate burst and there's loads of hype. But actually, you know, she's not an old rookie, but she's a mature rookie in that she's come through so much to get to this point. And clearly, that's a decision that she made along the way herself to be that patient. Where did that come from? Where did that wisdom come from?
I remember Shane O'Grady, our coach, Shane, doing an interview. I forget who the interview actually was with. And, you know, that question was asked, you know, would Leona be turning pro? This was around, and Lisa as well at the time. It might have been 15, 16 at the time. And Shane, I think, made a very good point to the interviewer that day, was the girls have to be allowed to take each level, you know, achieve at each level. And when they reach that level, then move to the next level. And, you know, ultimately it was Leona and Lisa's choice to go to Duke, but we, you know, looking back, it was the best choice ever, because it gave them a chance to, you know, grow up, you know, have a chance to be in college, enjoy college life, you know, and all that goes with it, and yet play in an environment that a great coach out there, Dan Brooks, who instilled that kind of winning mentality in them as well, that you work, anything you get, you work for it. And both Lisa and Leona, you know, have done that from day one, and they have a lot of people to thank for that as well, you know what I mean? Starting with our own local golf course here with Sean Quinn, Bill T. If that hadn't happened, probably never would have played golf. And then the team that's around them, you know, brilliant strength and conditioning team, and Joe O'Connor and my nephew, Owen Maguire, second to none, and nothing left to chance. And then the Sports Institute with Sharon Madigan on nutrition and Julianne Ryan, our physio. They, you know, that team really, you know, puts everything in place for them. And then the added bonus this year was getting Dermot Byrne as caddy. Leona always in her amateur career, our caddy was my brother Tony, and Tony would be very calm, kept her very calm, let her do things the way she wanted to do them. And Dermot's a bit the same. You know, he has really been dacing on the cape for Leona this year, and our, you know, our rise in form, I think, this year came about when Dermot came on the bag. And of course, Lisa Den's involved with the management company that's there in the background, and that team, I think, has really given her the chance to shine, and I'm delighted she got that chance at the weekend.
Were you chatting to her in the immediate aftermath of last night?
Well, we were actually chatting to the two of them, but a number of my family was here, and I don't know if she heard everything between the singing that was going on, and but she was on a high. She just, you know, the night before, you know, she was a little bit disappointed, I'd be honest, the night before when the draw was made, she had hoped to get Nelly Corda. She want, you know, because right. She maybe felt that that tournament earlier on where they went head to head, that she just maybe left it behind her or whatever, and she maybe wanted a chance to get it on, you know, not just on a four ball on a foursome. She wanted a head on head with Nelly. And but Jennifer Kupcho is a brilliant player, brilliant amateur career, world number one amateur. You know, she couldn't ask for a better match, and she was up for it. You know, she wasn't going to give away that point easy. And from that eagle on the second hole, I think just she had one thing on her mind.
Like that's really interesting that she wanted to play Nelly Corda. Like, you obviously know her better than everybody, but are you still a little bit surprised with how much she took this week in her stride, and even on the final day, wanting to play the very best in the most high-pressure scenario?
Yeah, no, you know, I was out there not last summer, but summer before, and you know, I caddied for her for a few weeks when I was off on the Symetra Tour. And the one thing that kind of struck me was when she got on the mix on the last day, that's when she really performed her best. That's when she really, you know, I know it might say at least or whatever, but that's when she really thrives. She loves that sort of going head to head with somebody, you know, where she has a chance to win it, you know. That I think that's where she plays her best golf. And that's, you know, when she's in, I'm never afraid when she's in that situation. You know, first 2 days always, you know, you're there, you're trying to make cuts, you know what I mean? You might get a bad draw wind-wise and weather-wise. And so, you know, Thursday and Friday of a tournament normally can be a little bit so-so or whatever. But when she gets in the mix, if she gets anywhere near the lead, that's when she really goes for it, and she doesn't back off. That's the one thing about Leona. She won't back off. If she gets in a head-to-head, you know, it's somebody who's saying she is a silent assassin. She will, it's steely eyes, and she will bring her game there. You know, she won't leave anything behind her.
What is the planning for the home, or the plan for the homecoming?
Well, she's home tomorrow morning at 9, so we'll definitely have a homecoming for her. We have to have a homecoming for her because, you know, Leona's the last 12-14 months, you know, it's been tough for her because a lot of the time she's had to travel alone, you know, where people maybe don't understand, you know, she's going to a tournament, they have to keep just with their caddy in a small bubble. They can't even go to restaurants. They have to, you know, get food ordered in or collected and eat back in the hotel. So she's had a very, very, you know, restricted lifestyle. Now, and the same when she comes home, she, you know, she's always very careful. She's had to be careful because, you know, there's so much testing going on the tour. You can't afford to kind of slip up, because if you do, you're out of the tournament, or you're maybe 2 tournaments, 2 weeks out or whatever. So, but we will. Planning's going on today. We had my own family here last night, and we had a terrific night. I think we will plan a homecoming for tomorrow morning.
And is there going to be like a cabin tour of the Solheim Cup?
I'm not sure. We'll work it out today. I know the Sleeve Russell have been underbraided there, but what they're going to do. But
you want to go to the schools. You want to bring it to the schools so that the next generation, like Sam Maguire.
Yeah, she'll visit the school. In fairness, now our school has been is well decorated and has been since last week. So, and the children will be looking forward to seeing her, and I hope now she'll pay even if it's a short visit to the school. So,
I don't know, Declan, if you were familiar with that. We were doing a Mount Rushmore of each of the Irish sporting counties, and Leona was straight on it. Paul Fitzpatrick, in fairness to him, from the Anglo-Celt, was taking no arguments. She was straight on it last year, and it might have been on potential, but she's certainly delivered in spades now. Like, that's the level that we're talking about here. It's like immediate Irish sporting legend by being a trailblazer, as much as then when you get there, doing even better than your wildest dreams.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I know Paul has been sort of singing Leona's praises for a long time, and I know he stuck his neck out, and you know, some people say now, you know, what has she done here, there, whatever. You know yourself, it is a long road and you need a break along the way. You need a few things to drop for you at the right time. You know, Lisa said it last night, I think we knew all along she was incredible. You know what I mean? The round in Evian, you know, albeit, you know, she just maybe wasn't in the mix going into that. Had she been in the mix, it would have been, you know, she probably would have got the full credit that she probably deserved for that. I'm just, you know, over the moon that this weekend in particular, people got a chance to see that, you know what I mean? She's not just lucky, you know what I mean? She's played against the best. She's played brilliant golf. We're so proud of her, you know what I mean? Shane O'Grady, you know, as deserves huge credit for what he's done in terms of our golf swing and our golf approach to it. You know what I mean? And she'll probably be, when she comes home within a day or two, she'll be back up in Blackbush with Shane, and, you know, they'll be looking to the next tournament. You know, this one then will be part, and it'll be, you know, trying to get that first win on the LPGA. That'll be the next step, and that'll be the plan kind of going forward. You know, she won't stop at this. You know, Leona's not that type of character that she was very emotional probably this week, and she, you know, showed a different side to her, you know, that we can see at home and other people that know her well. But on the golf course, she'll be back to business when she gets back on the tour. She'll take a break for a wee while now, get herself recharged, and she will be going guns high for the next tournament and for the tournaments that are, you know, for the rest of the year, because all the tournaments coming up now, she's played them. She's played the courses, you know, last year, at the back end last year. Up to this, she probably hasn't played many of the courses, so they were all new kind of tour this year. So hopefully better things ahead as well.
Yeah, look, you mentioned Lisa a couple of times there, and having her as part of the backroom team, like, it must be incredible comfort blanket. It must be great for you guys sitting at home knowing that there is somebody with eyes and ears who she can completely trust and who actually understands exactly what she's going through.
Yeah, no, that Lisa went out earlier on, just when Dermot went on the bag, Lisa went out at that time too, and she got finished in college or whatever. And Lisa's very steady, you know what I mean? Lisa doesn't let Leona get carried away with anything, you know. She knows when to tell Leona, you know, you need to focus on this or that. You know, Lisa's been there herself, you know, she won at the top level, she won European individuals amateur level. She was there with her all through her career in Duke. And you know, when Leona was on the Symetra Tour, you know what I mean? It is a break because they're twins after all. They've done everything together. You know, when they started golf from the Steve Russell, I remember the first goal I remember was always there was a driving range and there was a kind of stretch of grass and then there was a road. And the first goal was to get the ball over the road. And Lisa, being a little bit stronger when they were younger, used to be a kind of a treat of a crunchy or something like that to get across the road. And I remember in the beginning, Lisa could, you know, manage to get three or four balls over. So what we always did was, Lisa, if she got two balls over, Leona got the crunchy as well. So they've been, you know, they're very strong bond. They're, you know, when they're home here, they're in the same room. They do everything together. You know, Lisa is really steady and influential. She plans everything out. You know, there in Scotland, when we were in Scotland, we drove over then, you know, ourselves, and they were in their own bubble. But again, Lisa's into the car. Leona doesn't have anything to worry about. Her flights are booked, accommodation's booked. You know, everything is sorted by Lisa. And, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, we'd love it that Lisa was there full time. You know, Lisa wants to pursue, you know, her dentistry career as well. But, you know, as much as possible, when Lisa can be there, Lisa will be there. And she has a huge bearing on what Leona has done this week. You know, Breida was supposed to be out. My wife, Breida, she got a waiver to go out. But unfortunately, Breida's mother's quite ill at the moment. And she had to cancel the flight at the last minute. So, but Lisa has done a terrific job this week. And she's been there, you know, steady influence on Leona. And when things that might be getting, you know, might be getting a little bit excited or whatever, Lisa would take her back down. I know that, you know, that's Lisa's style.
Well, it's a brilliant partnership. And look, I think certainly everybody in Ireland became familiar with the boat from the Ryder Cup in 2006. That was a lot of pressure in some ways because we were always kind of waiting for the moment like this week to arrive. But the fulfillment of that potential, like, it, that's the best part about this story, is that we, you know, something that you can hope for actually comes true.
Yeah, no, that was a brilliant moment, you know, they brought the Ryder Cup up and they got backstage as well with Tiger and now Sergio, all the different characters. Got to meet Paul McGinley, and, you know, I have to, I'd be remiss of me not to mention Paul McGinley. Leona had a very good phone call here a day or two before she left to go back to America for Solheim from Paul McGinley. And Paul, the advice he gave her, you know, was second to none. You know, he, having his experience, you know, as a Ryder Cup captain and vice captain, the advice he gave her was, you know, it everything that he said to her came true. You know what I mean? How she'd react to the crowd, how she'd, you know, in terms of partners, you know, when it got into a situation where, you know, she was head to head, or, you know, I mean, things were tight or things didn't go away, whatever, how to react. And I have to thank Paul, and I'm sure Leona would be forced to say that as well, that Paul's advice was second to none. It really hit the nail on the head. Everything he said to her in that conversation, you know, I can guarantee you she went back to that after every round this week. You know, Paul's advice was in the back of her head.
Listen, it's an incredible story. She's become a role model, a hero, a trailblazer, and she's still only a kid herself. So there's like another 15, 20, 35, 40 years of achievement that we can look forward to from her. Congratulations to you and the whole family. We wish you the very best, Declan. Thanks a million for making the time.
Thanks a million. Thank you, and thanks for the support.
That's Declan McGuire there, a very proud father, and that homecoming, I presume, is going to be painting the entire county blue over the next week or so.